Hey, man, bug off. Let me do it my way. Just give me my own space, will you? I mean, let me be me, okay? Do those words sound familiar? If so, chances are you may have a teenager around the house. I'm Landon Saunders. This is Heartbeat. You know, it's tough to be an adolescent. He's lived on Easy Street until now. Everything's been his way. But suddenly, responsibility, schedules, conflicts, and on top of everything else, he has to cope with parents. It's just about too much. The teenager has new skills to learn. He must become independent, and yet not too independent, because there are other people around. And so he tries this, he tries that, he fights this, he balks at that, and you never know from one minute to the next what he's thinking. He tries fiercely to work himself free from his parents, and yet in the process, he entangles himself in a web spun by his own peers. I can't wear that. Nobody wears that style anymore. But, Mother, I must go. Everybody will be there. And on it goes. Not even the teenager himself knows why he thinks the way he thinks. So many things are going on inside him. He wonders who he will be as an adult, how he'll live, what he'll do. He's afraid of being rejected, and yet behaves in such a way that rejection is almost inevitable, a mass of confusion both to himself and to others, and you, his parents, have to deal with him. Many parents sum up their feelings in just two words, help me. And that's just what I'd like to do. I've written a guide to give parents some checkpoints along the way. I call it the Parent Plan. Now, it won't answer all the questions, but it will give you the framework for some decisions which can guide you as a parent through the adolescent years. In just a moment, I'll tell you where you can write for a free copy. The third of the 14 points in the Parent Plan is this. Decide to listen to your child every day. Now, I think that's important. Whether that child is a toddler or a teen, he needs you every day. And I'm talking about your undivided attention, sitting down to talk with him as if the rest of the world didn't exist. Now, that may scare him at first, but he'll soon relax. Doors of communication will be opened that you never believed were there. Just 5 or 10 minutes a day, when you are completely tuned into him, will pay big dividends. After the last child has grown out of adolescence, parents often are left with regrets about those years. They were so busy fighting their children, uptight about 100 unspeakable problems, that they never found time to share the excitement and thrill of those years. The teen years are a fast-moving time. But there is one thing every young person needs, a parent who will take time to listen. Do it, and you'll have few regrets. I'm Landon Saunders. Write today for the Parent Plan. It's free. My address, Heartbeat, Hartford, Connecticut. That's Heartbeat, Hartford, Connecticut. This is Heartbeat.